عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن يتبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أيها المؤمنون، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Man inherently loves to be praised and loves to be complimented. This is in our nature. We love people to speak good about us, to praise us, to focus on the positive side of us, on our success, on our achievements, on our contributions, on our heroism. This is in our nature. And we dislike to see someone criticizing us. Man's capacity for criticism is sub-zero, non-existent. We don't have a capacity to hear, let alone to accept any type of criticism. And this is not just the people of America or Europe or Iraq or Iran or Syria. This is the nature of man. The nature of man is that he loves to be always complimented, praised, hears about his attributes, and he gets irritated. He gets irritated if you try to approach him and tell him that you must change some of your characters, some of your behaviors. He gets irritated. He becomes defensive, and he might hurt you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا. Do not think those who rejoice, they celebrate when they have a small achievement. They throw a big party. When they do something small, they will celebrate that. يَفْرَحُونَ, they would rejoice that. يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا. And also, they like to be praised and remembered for things that they did not do. Even if they know that they did not do this, but still they like the community, the people to speak about them. Yes, he did it. He was the one behind, let's say, this building, this construction, this project, this or that. This is in our nature, and this is God who knows about us. God who knows about our psyche and our characters and our dreams and our thoughts. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. We'd like people to attribute the good things to us. When there is a success, I like people to point at me. But when there is a failure, no. I don't want them to say, I was behind it. Someone else. We put the blame on others. We always ascribe good things to us, but we blame others for the failures. Allah says such people, they're going to receive punishment. They are not going to succeed on the Day of Judgment. Even if they pray, even if they fast, even if they consider themselves to be worshippers and followers of faith, those people with such character are not going to succeed. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ. بِمَفَازَةٍ means they are not immune from chastisement. بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. And we have it prepared for them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Severe punishment on that day. Naturally, inherently, we get close to those who praise us. And we stay away. We don't like to see those who criticize us. We consider our friends are only those who always compliment us. And we consider our enemies that those who sometimes, occasionally, they criticize. And they tell us about our failures and mistakes. Immediately we consider them to be enemies. They are not friends. He's my enemy. See what he told me today? And as I said, this is not just certain group of people. This is among the believers and the non-believers. Among those who did not study, as well as those who studied and they reached the highest stages of ulum and fiqh and ma'arif and knowledge and Islamic science. Even the top religious leaders, they have this habit. If you go to him and tell him, Mawlana, you are the best leader, you know. MashaAllah, you have millions of followers. He'll smile in your face. But if you tell him, Mawlana, there is a problem, you know, and you have to fix it. They would not bring you the cup of tea. You would leave without cup of tea. You have to buy it from outside. And this is a very dangerous trend. Very dangerous. Dangerous for us. This is dangerous for us. How it is dangerous? Dangerous because we might not make it to the other place, to the akhir. We might not succeed there. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say anywhere in the Quran that only if you pray, only if you fast, you're going to make it to paradise. He said exactly the opposite. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray, but they do not adhere to the spirits and the guidance and the teachings of their prayers. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. We see nowhere in Islam, in the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see nowhere that only through prayers and fasting you're going to make it to paradise. Nowhere. But we see always in Islam, in the Holy Quran, in the guidance of our beloved Prophet, that when you refine yourself, refine tahdhib, tarbiyah and tahdhib. When you refine yourself, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَهُوَى. If you fear the standing of your Lord, you fear Him. And the second thing, you refine yourself, you curtail your hawa. This is hawa. When I love people to always, always praise me, and I hate to see them criticizing me, this is hawa. Hawa, the most dangerous trend I have. This is sheer desire and whim. These are whims and desires. This is hawa. And it is very dangerous for the soul. Allah says, you would not make it to paradise until you curtail, until you completely curtail your desire. You control it, you put it under control. With this you can make it to paradise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ نَفْسِهِ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. What do we do to change? Is there a room for change or there is no room? We give up on this. Of course there is room. If there is no room, then why God sends messengers and books? He says, man, you are not going to change. No. He says, there is room. Because there is room. Because we have, if we want, we have the capacity to change ourselves. But it all depends on us, our willingness. Are we ready for it or not? Some people are not ready. They are not going to change. Even if he does memorize the whole Quran from A to Z and he recites the whole Quran while he's standing, he would not change. But if we are willing to change, yes. Yes, there is room. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I would change your circumstances when you change your own conditions. When you change your own. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Try to change yourself, I will change the surroundings for you. I will change the fate for you. I'll make you happier. I'll make you satisfied. I'll make you more peaceful, more productive. But if you don't change, I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to run after you. There are a few steps to change. There are a few practical steps. How do we grow this capacity? How do we grow it to accept some criticism? Constructive criticism. Number one. We have to welcome. We have to take to the heart. When I receive a piece of advice from a believer, from a mu'min who is a prudent, who has some experience in life, who is objective, not subjective, objective, and he wishes the best things for me, for my family, for my community, we have to thank him and encourage him. I would tell him, tell me more, please. We should not get offended. We the people of earth, not we the people of America, the people of earth, we get offended when someone says to me, I want to advise you. You advise me? You advise me? We get offended. It's a federal crime. If someone attempts to give me a piece of advice, we should not get offended. We should accept that. And we should welcome it. Of course, not all people are qualified to advise. Not all people. Some people. Some who has intelligence, prudence, aql, wisdom, hikmah, some experience. Because some people, they might advise you, but they ill advise you. They know nothing about the case, your case. For instance, you have a problem with your spouse at home, with your partner at work, and he comes to advise you, but he has nothing, no background about the story or the case. He's not qualified. Or someone who's full of mistakes, he wants to come and teach you how to do good in life. Tell him, go and fix your life first. We don't accept it. We should not accept the advice from any person, because sometimes some people, they ill advise for the lack of expertise and experience and prudence and understanding, they ill advise you. We are not saying accepted from anyone when it comes from anyone. When it comes from the right source, take it to the heart and cherish it. And we have to reflect on what people tell us. We have to reflect. If there is a comment, if there is an advice, we take it home. We try to reflect on it. We try to repeat this and see how much of it is valuable. We should not expect people always to be nice and kind always to us. They say beautiful things to us. Sometimes a person, he's kind when he criticizes you. He's good when he criticizes you. The hadith says, أحب أصدقائي, my best friends in the community are those who tell me my wrongs, my mistakes. They point them out for me. They tell me, listen, you did this, you said this. Don't go into this wrong direction. The second nasiha, when we listen to it, we have to practice it. We have to practice it. Sometimes we store it in our mind, but we don't translate it into practice. We have to practice it in our life. We have to try to change. We have to learn from it. If that nasiha is, if that advice is really positive and constructive, we have to work upon it and try to implement it in our life. And third, who is qualified to do nasiha, to practice nasiha, to give the nasiha and offer the nasiha? First of all, the person who's muttaqi, with taqwa and righteousness, with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who fears only Allah, he does not fear his material interests, narrow interests. Sometimes we see the mistakes and the errors, but we fear to speak. Why? Because I would lose my money, I would lose my interest, I would lose my friendship, I would lose my post, I would lose this or that. People are going to be offended, and he's going to turn against me. So I'm not watching Allah, I'm watching my own interests. We have to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that makes Allah happy. Is Allah happy when I say this to this person? Is he happy? If he's happy, I have to go ahead with that. And I don't look at the consequences later. Allah is going to come to my defense and my protection. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. In the story of the Ghadir, the Prophet feared that Quraysh, they're going to retaliate against him if he says, this man is my successor. Allah said to him, don't worry, I'm going to protect it. You deliver the message. And I, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ. Isma means protection. I'm going to back you up. Don't worry. Say it with full confidence. And also the nasih has to be aware of the situation. Oftentimes, my friends, we judge others wrongly. We issue our fatwa, our verdict, our judgment against others wrongly. Sometimes in haste, ajala, as soon as I hear something about a person without investigating, without knowing what is right and what is wrong, we give our judgment immediately. I'm responsible before God for everything I said. Sometimes I hurt people. I hurt them. I hurt their feelings deeply. Not knowing that this person is innocent. The person who brought the news against him was fasiq, an immoral person. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. These rumors, my friends, 99% of the rumors are gossiping. And they are wrongs. They are not true. We, the best example, we the Shia. We the Shia in the whole world. Look at our situation. Whatever is being said about us in the other camp, nothing but rumors. So when people come to the mosque and they find out that we pray, we have the Quran, 5 daily prayers, we fast, our Prophet is not Al-Abbas, for instance. Or our Prophet is not Imam al-Sadiq. Our Prophet is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They get shocked.
they get shocked because they tell us that I've been people, they've been lying to me for a long period of time. Now we discover that you are Muslims, true Muslims. We are the victims of rumors. So we should not practice the same thing against others. Unless we know exactly. Ilm, ilm. And ilm is different from dhan. Ilm is 100% correct. When you have a clear evidence, this is ilm. Dhan is suspicion. Dhan is 99%. This is called dhan. When it reaches 100%, this is ilm. This is assurance. So we should not judge. Don't allow your mouth to speak anything about any person without ilm. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. This is the Holy Quran. Do not utter without knowledge. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرِ. You are responsible. Don't think that. We should not think that speech is free. Maybe in America speech is free, yes, in the streets. But in God's kingdom, it's not free. You have to pay. You have to pay a penalty. If what you said was wrong, you have to pay the penalty. You can't get away with it. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. They are responsible. They are responsible. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us and to give us this opportunity to change ourselves, inshallah. As we get closer to the month of Ramadan, the month of worshipping, the month of reformation, revival of the soul, we ask Him, inshallah, to allow us not just to fast, not just to fast, to fast and have the impact of that fast on our attitudes and our manners and our akhlaq, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك، والعاقبة للتقوى. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Summer holidays and summer vacations and summer break from the school has just started, or maybe 2 to 3 months. And our children, they're going to be on open-ended vacation, alhamdulillah. And some think that, some of them think that this is an opportunity for them to sleep, to stay in bed until noon,
in the afternoon until, you know.
This is not an opportunity to sleep, to oversleep, or to play. It is an opportunity for revival, to refresh themselves, to be prepared for the next school year. For the next school year. They should not kill their time. We have to teach them. We, the parents, are responsible. Fathers and mothers are responsible for the well-being of our children. We are responsible. Allah has given us those children. He said, I give you these children for a period of time, so you raise them well and you deliver them back to me. They are amana, trust with you. They are my trust, I leave them with you. And time is everything in this life, not just money. Time is everything. We can purchase paradise with time, with our time now. And we can waste paradise again by wasting our time. So this time should not be wasted. And there are many suggestions how to take advantage of these 2 or 3 months of our children's time and children's life. First of all, let's have some educational programs for them. I know many of my generation who memorized the Quran, they memorized it through the summer vacation. 2 months, 3 months. They memorized the whole Quran over a few years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. They were memorizing the Quran. We can do that for our children. We can learn languages. Some of the children, they don't like to memorize or read the Quran. No problem. Learn another language. Learn your own language. How many of the Arabs today, they speak no Arabic? They are the last one to understand Arabic. Arabs, they don't understand the Quran. How many of the Iranians, they don't speak Farsi? The Pakistanis, they don't speak Urdu. We have to cherish these languages. These languages are rich, they have value. So learn the language. There are other things they can learn, other skills they can nurture during this period of time. They can read books. Through books, through اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, we can find our way in this life. Through reading, through discovery. Provide them with safe books, healthy books, not just fictions. I know some children are addicted to fictions. But not just fictions. Read something useful about our religion, about our culture. There are other things they can do. We have summer camp for them every year. I know it's only 3 days, not enough, but it's better than nothing. These are 3 days, they leave an impact on them. They change some of them. Many of them, they came to me many years later after they got married and they had children. They said, my journey to God and to Islam started from the camp, from these 2 days that I spent in the camp. I was able to be introduced to Allah, to my faith, to my religion. So help us to bring more people into this camp. And many other retreats for them. You can take them on trips, my friends. These trips, religious trips, Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarah, they have a tremendous effect on your children. They change their perspective. Rather than taking them, I'm not against nicer places. You might take them one time to Hawaii, let them enjoy, inshallah. Next time, take them to Ziyarah. Not necessarily that you take them every time to Disneyland, Sometimes take them to places where they learn and they change. Life is not just fun, not just playing. Life is also learning, being prepared for the future. Encourage them to be volunteers for their religion, for the Islamic centers, Islamic schools, Islamic foundations and institutions in America. Christianity is based on voluntary work. When it comes to Islam, we don't have volunteers. We don't have volunteers. The church, you know, the church depends on volunteers. We did not promote this culture. We did not promote this culture. Teach them to be volunteers. If they don't want to learn, if they don't want to memorize, at least let them go and get some sports. Some sport activities. Horse riding is good. Swimming is good. I know the World Cup is coming soon, inshallah. And we will witness a decline in attendance here. So encourage them to do sport activities. And last but not least, we also have to encourage them to appreciate work. Working. To appreciate the money. People who are raised in America, in this affluent society, oftentimes they are raised in a way that they do not appreciate the value of money. They don't appreciate. Because they are not working, their parents are working. Unless you work very hard, then you would know the value of money. Then you are not going to waste this money. You know this money, you worked very hard to make this money. So you're going to spend it for yourself, not against yourself. Let them get trained and get prepared for the future, inshallah. At the end, we have our youth retreat, annual youth retreat from the 20th until the 22nd. I really urge you, mothers, fathers, those who love their children, try to send them to the youth retreat. Try to encourage them. It's $155 this year. This month, June 20th until 22nd. If you don't have children of your own, try to sponsor one or two who cannot afford coming there. Try to sponsor them and send them to the camp so they learn. And inshallah, between Salatul Jumu'ah and Asr, you're going to receive this Ramadan timetable. Usually we send it by mail every year, but because of the shortages of, you know, the budget that we have, we are not going to send it by mail. So you're going to receive it, inshallah. It's only one page. It used to be several pages, but also we are cutting the expenses. We made it only one page. You put it on the fridge, inshallah, and enjoy the iftar and the suhoor. You know, this is according to Orange County's time. If you live in LA, the further north you go, the time is going to increase. For instance, the first day of Ramadan here is, the iftar is 8:38, and we are very lucky. I just came from the Netherlands and Belgium. In the Netherlands, it's 11 p.m. 11 p.m. Yeah. 8:38. We affordable. Yeah. So if you go north, the more you go north, you have to add minutes to it. This is because we are in the south. You're going to receive it. Take it with you home, but only take one, please, because we have limited copies. And last but not least, I invite all of you to attend the grand celebration of the Milad of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's going to be on June 14th, Saturday, at 6 p.m. here, inshallah. I invite you to come and join us for this celebration. We're going to have also fundraiser for the masjid. We need your help. We need your financial assistance. Nobody believes that this mosque is in Orange County, the most affluent place in America, but yet every single month we have deficit. Every single month. So we need your help. You are the one who are helping us. We don't get any grants from no government, no foundation, no rich person. You are the rich people who are helping us, inshallah, rich with faith and iman and commitment. If you can't make it, you are busy that day, no problem. You can't come, send your check. Give your money ahead of time to make, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy about you and the 12 imam, inshallah, happy about you. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله هي السفلى
اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنب. اللهم شافي مرضانا وداوي جرحانا وفك أسرانا واقض ديوننا وارحم موتانا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.